It's 11:04 Central, 12:04 Eastern Time for WKU Public Radio. I'm Kevin Willis with this update of state and regional news. An early morning house fire in Muhlenberg County is feared to have claimed the lives of 9 family members. The fire broke out around 2 a.m. in the community of Depoy, just outside of Greenville. WKU Public Radio's Lisa Autry is covering the story in Muhlenberg County this morning. She says first responders got to the house shortly after the blaze was initially reported.
They were able to be on the scene within just a matter of minutes. But when they got there, the house was fully engulfed. Just a small frame, white house. Doesn't look like a very big house for a family of 11 people. We know that there was a mother and father and 9 children. We know that the father was able to get out of the house and one of the female children. They have recovered 6 bodies, and so they are now looking for 3 victims, 3 bodies still inside the house.
That's WKU Public Radio's Lisa Autry in Muhlenberg County.
It's truly a heartbreaking scene. Children's bicycles are sprawled over the ground outside the charred home on Moats Lane. The call went to dispatch around 2 o'clock this morning. First responders, a few of them lived in the area and were there within minutes, but it was too late. The home was already engulfed in flames. State Police spokesman Stu Recky confirms the father and 1 daughter made it out alive.
At the present time, we have located 6 deceased inside the residence. So we still have 3 victims that we are looking for.
I'm at a convenience store in Greenville, about 5 miles from the site of the fire. A lot of the community members here have been coming in with long faces, consoling each other, really in disbelief. Robin Grove's brother lived next door to the family.
Me personally, just tears me up. I mean, I don't know how that family's going to deal with this, something like this, you know, losing 8 kids, you know, and the mother of them kids. It's just unbelievable.
Schools are letting parents pick up their kids early today. Of course, a lot of students went to school with the victims, and a local bank has already set up a fund for funeral expenses. In Greenville, I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green hosts visitors from around the world curious about the history of the iconic sports car. But a different kind of history was made today, history the museum hopes to never repeat.
It's kind of one of those things that you think maybe will never happen to you.
A massive sinkhole opened up inside the museum's sky dome where more than 2 dozen cars were on display.
Fire department estimated it to be 25 to 30 feet deep, about 40 feet across.
That's Museum Director Wendell Strode. The Sky Dome is the eye-catching yellow cone-shaped structure easily seen from I-65. Strode said the museum's security company alerted staff early this morning that motion detectors were going off inside the Sky Dome.
The alarm went off at 5:44. The electricity went off at 5:39. So we're not sure how much before that it may have been building.
Luckily, the collapse occurred early enough that no one was on site at the time. 8 of the cars fell into the hole, including the 1992 1 millionth Corvette. About 20 other cars were vulnerable as they remained parked on the sagging floor of the showroom.
We asked this morning if we could remove them. The fire department felt that we should not try to do that until the structural engineer had given us the go-to sign.
6 of the cars belonged to the museum, while the other 2 were on loan from General Motors. WKU civil engineering professor Warren Campbell was among several experts examining the site.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not the biggest I've ever seen, but, you know, the damage that's already occurred and the potential for more damage, it's pretty high up there.
Dr. Campbell said there appeared to be some damage to the footing in the foundation, and he expected the sinkhole to grow.
Western has a drone, a remote-controlled helicopter with a camera, and they were going to try to get some video down in the hole, and then we might know a little bit more about it.
Dr. Campbell said the sinkhole was the largest one he's seen in Warren County. He says it compares in size to the one that occurred on the Dishman Lane extension in Bowling Green 12 years ago. The road was closed for most of 2002 after a hole opened up while cars were traveling on it. WKU geology professor Dr. Jason Polk says sinkholes aren't uncommon to the area, given Bowling Green's karst landscape.
You have voids in the rock, you know, the caves that pretty famous around here with Mammoth Cave and whatnot, and you have soil that overlies those caves. Eventually, the water as it moves through from rainfall events and whatnot can wash away that soil, and if there is a void underneath of it, if it's not strong enough, if it becomes thin enough, the soil can collapse.
According to Dr. Polk, recent rainfall could have been a contributing factor. By the afternoon, most of the cars not affected by the sinkhole had been moved to a secure location. As for the 8 cars swallowed by the sinkhole, it's too early for damage estimates. But 2 of the cars in particular will be a big loss, says David Crisley, who worked at the assembly plant from 1984 to 2008.
The 1993 ZR1 Spider really jumps out at me because we made very few of those. And, we made those inside the plant. 2009 ZR1 Blue Devil, that was probably, I think that was a $120,000 car when it was built just in 2009. And I don't know what kind of value you'd put on the 1993 Spider. I mean, that would be something that would have to be auctioned before it could have a value put on it.
Museum staff say they look forward to reopening the Sky Dome soon, but gave no timetable. The National Corvette Museum will celebrate its 40th anniversary in September. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.